I don't want to brag. I'll be the best you ever had. John Legend and Ludacris. Yeah, it's a good way to start the show. A good way to start the day. The sun's risen here. Welcome, it's 99.3 Weird Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. It's 37 minutes past 12. How are you? It's really a crazy world out there, isn't it? Well, we're in here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we're holding momentum. Yes, steady, 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 steady through the clock. Welcome, my name's Joyce. It's Open Thought Tuesday, and you're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. So first things first, I have a pre-recorded program at 2:15. It's going to take us from that time on the clock to 2:30, and then from 2:30 up 3 o'clock, I'm going to be having his story, another pre-recorded program, and you don't want to miss that. I think... Let me even tell you why I like that one. I like it because it reminds you of something you probably might have forgotten. And so a good way to recall history is to help you by reminding you. And maybe history is what we should know first before we're probably able to determine the future. And, well, yesterday we said today was the future, and now that today is here, let's talk about what's happening today on Open Thought Tuesday. I want to share with you a video that's on social media. I think it would be good if I played you some parts of that particular audio, but I can first begin by summarizing that video. It's a young lady, a law graduate. She appears to be 28 years of age, and yeah, she looks less than 30. Oh. I don't think she's 30. Let's leave it at 28, give or take, yeah? Average. Recently, I don't know what she was doing. I don't think it was deliberate, but hey, it could be. This is the internet age where people want clout. Like, people just want to be the buzz. They want to be spoken of. They want people speaking about them. They want relevance. And so silence is as though... Silence to them is as though they disappear. If there's no noise, if there's no buzz, if they're not the center of attention, they're really nothing. So they need noise to make them feel like something. Now, there are people like that. But this young lady, in her words, she said, you know, she had her naked picture on social media. And then she came on social media to correct what might be a somewhat wrong impression of her that people may have from seeing her picture, her naked picture. And you would think it would probably, I don't know what you would think, but maybe you would think an apology, or she would tell a story of how the thing fell off her phone and into the cloud and landed on, you know, Twitter. But that wasn't what she said. I think she just doubled down on the fact that, look, I'm a carefree girl. I love life. I smoke. And many people judge me for what I do because culturally, society likes to control women. And they try to control women with what they tell women could be the consequence of a seemingly bad action. And then she refers to the fact that she was told that her children could be embarrassed in the future when they grow up and realize that this is who she is, or this is what she used to be. And then she says, I don't want to have children. I really do not want to have children. And then she said another message she received was from people telling her that her husband would not be too pleased with this sort of naked display, which, according to her, is an element of her life which is carefree and non-challenged. She's footloose, fancy-free. You know, she's just happy to be a girl. And this is her youth. And she wants life. If there's a rhythm to life, she wants to be the dancer. She wants to go out there, catch birds, sow her wild oats. Anything that says this is exactly the life that she needs to make herself happy. And to those who suggested that her husband in future may not be too pleased with the way she is putting out herself or projecting herself, she adds, I don't want to be married. And then some people had stuff to say about that particular decision. Some say it's not... One even said, imagine having a daughter like this. But I must tell you, this is not the first time I've heard someone say, oh, I don't want to have kids and I don't want to be married. There are some people who don't want to marry, who don't want to be married and don't want to have kids. In fact, I would also say I've met people who are already married and wish that they were not. I've met people who don't want to have kids. So it's either the guy doesn't want to have kids, the woman wants kids, or the woman doesn't want kids and the guy wants kids. In fact, there's one U.S. rapper, what's his name? I can't remember his name right now. It's a black guy. He's married now to an Asian woman who in her previous marriage didn't want kids with her husband. And he filed for a divorce based on that. And now she's married to a black guy who she's in love with. And of course, particularly open to, they already have a son. You know, it's like, okay, I'm not sure how this thing works. Again, some of you might think when you grow older, you'll regret it. Interestingly, everyone who has said, I don't want to either be married or have kids, say they'll never regret it. So early this year, there's a video of a 50-year-old woman who said that her friends were a little too critical of her being single at 50 and free, quote unquote. And she put out a video saying, first of all, I think you must be jealous because you have the responsibility to cater to children. You don't have time for yourself. And then you have a husband, God help you, maybe you love and he loves you back. Otherwise, you just look married, but you're not happy in that marriage. I'm 50, unmarried, no kids, and I'm good. Thank you very much. Look at that. Don't you just love this? Hold on. Someone on Twitter just helped, pardon me, someone on Skype. Just help me with that particular name. Hold on, you're your father's son. Your name is Torino, right? Hold on, pardon me, that just disappeared. Young Yeezy, can you send that again? That's it. Fantastic. You guys are just a sheer work of genius. Yes, the American rapper's name is Yeezy, Young Yeezy. Yeah, he's married now to an Asian lady and they have a son already. They have a son together. Thank you very much, Torino. Okay, good. So this 50-year-old woman who's single says that her married friends are jealous of her, that they have no freedom of their own. And so they're projecting their insecurity on her, that she feels that they wish that they were as she is. Free, no burdens, no seeming liabilities, which I think is the children that they call liabilities, which is not even fair, but that's conversation for another day. And, you know, yeah, living the life. So she makes her rules, go out when she wants, comes back when she wants. It's not an African thing alone. I think you pretty much already know it's a Western thing. It's becoming rather global. Not even now in this age of inverted sexuality where people don't know what they want to be. So yesterday I was watching a video that almost made me throw up of a 65-year-old man with 7 kids who now says he is a 6-year-old girl. So he lives his life like a 6-year-old girl. Yeah, he has grown hair, parted in the middle, and has a pony one to the left. And you know, that cute little baby hairstyles that you do for your children. He has that on. He had a skirt that was as long as he had a skirt shorter than his underwear. Yeah. And then he introduced the world to his teddy bears. And he says, you know, he just introduces his life being a 6-year-old girl and how the world. I don't know. So imagine a father of 7 children, 65 years old, who now lives like a 6-year-old girl. I think there's madness and then there's that. But yes, welcome to the free world, the new world order. It's more like a new world disorder, but we'll just go with the popular phrase. So today on Open Thought Tuesday, I want to talk about, again, this is one of them topics that has aspects to it. So there's the aspect of people who don't want to be married or have kids. That's one. And then there is now the other aspect of if you found yourself in a relationship and then the person you're with says, oh, I don't want children. What are you going to do? Now, remember, it's not like they don't want kids their own kids they want to adopt. No, they don't want little humans crying, crawling around. Once upon a time, this would have been totally unheard of. Once upon a time, this would probably be taboo because cultures practically were esteemed by the number of children. People identified their worth by the number of children that they had. It was part of wealth to have children, and it was a symbol of only God knows what, depending on the village, of something good and gracious and noble that you had children. But these days, it appears to be changing. And if you're asking, yeah, thanks for asking. She's Nigerian. She's actually Igbo. Okay, so I want to open up the telephone lines right now and talk about some of the things that are now happening in society. And today we have a specific thing to look at where people are either, I don't know, some people say that they regret, no, that they feel like the lives that their parents lived was very bitter, sad, unbeneficial, both to father and mother. That the children grow up these days and kind of change rules. Some are not as drastic, others are just downright ridiculous. And maybe it's not so ridiculous. It's only ridiculous because it's not something that you would naturally believe in. So, an Open Thought Tuesday. Let's talk. My name's Joyce.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Let's talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. Welcome 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Good. So I already have a message here, but before I just go to the message, I'd like to go to this audio clip and share with you her story. Hold on. Okay, so first I want to share this message with you. It reads, I'm very, very frustrated in my marriage. And if there's one thing I wish I didn't do, it would be to have kids. I don't regret my children. This is not to suggest that they're anything bad. But I wish I didn't have them. One, it makes me feel like I gave up myself. I gave up my dreams for what now appears to be something I would call a waste of life. Oh, wow. So your kids are not, you don't necessarily regret them, but you feel you gave up your life for your kids or for marriage? Because I don't think the kids came first, except the kids came first. Anyways, Lagos, Nigeria. Gist.
You know, like, the way I live my life, the things I do, how nonchalant I am. You know, I smoke, like, if you know me, you know that is not a new information. So, but the recent development in my life was that my news leaked on Twitter. And ever since then, a lot of people have been saying a lot of things. Some people are like, how can this kind of thing happen? Why are you behaving like this? You're smoking online. Nobody will marry you. What will your children see if they grow up and see that this is the kind of person their mother was and blah, blah, blah. But you know the funny part? All the things that the society tried to use to maybe shame me or control me are things I don't want. People are like, what will your children see when they grow up and realize that this is the kind of mother that they have? And first of all, I don't want to have children. Like, whenever I say this thing, people are always like, you will change your mind. No, I won't. Like, this is a decision that I've taken time to think about. I'm not interested in having any child. I know if I was a man, this would be something that would be easily contested because I'm a man. Anybody can take my sperm and impregnate themselves. I'm a woman. I'm the one with the womb. I'm the one with the decision. I'm the one with the ability to see if I will have a child or not. And I've told myself, I will never have children. The moment anyone enters this my belly, abortion makes straight. So telling me that, what will your children see? First of all, I won't have any children. That's number one. So that doesn't scare me. And then some people are like, nobody will marry you. Nobody will marry you. News flash, I do not want to get married. Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
You're surprised, yes. But I don't want to marry. I don't want to have children. If I want.
Now, if you're wondering, she's educated. This is actually someone who's properly educated. But I think that the world has changed in a way that humans are changing with it. And while some might say that these decisions are not properly thought out, some actually think people like this are selfish. Now, remember, I just received a message with someone saying, I feel like I sacrificed myself. I lost myself. So the deeper we go through this rabbit hole, the more we could unravel. I'm off on a break in about 30 seconds. When we come back, the conversation continues. You're on the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's Open Thought Tuesday, my friends.
Joyce, let's talk.
Let's talk. Hello, Joyce. This is what drugs has done or is doing to the society. Examine that girl very well. You'll notice that she's acting on the influence of drugs. Marriage, however, is a choice, but going nude in the public is more than being self-willed. Okay. Thank you very much, Godwin. Elder Godwin. All right. Drugs, okay. I mean, you might have a point, but it's not... drugs. It's more a social way of thinking. People think this way. Hello, Nigeria Info. Hi. Welcome.
Yeah.
Speak up for us. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Chinenye calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think I listened to the audio. So the lady in question, number one, before you venture into marriage, two things are required. The first one is preparation. And the second one is critical thinking.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not prepared, hello?
Mm-hmm.
If someone is not prepared for the marriage and venturing into it, that is when you'll be hearing all these sort of things. And secondly, if you are not a critical thinker, you don't think ahead of time, that's when you begin to talk, I don't want to marry. Because you don't know what. You don't see ahead. You are just seeing for that moment.
So all of a sudden, it's only critical thinkers that get married. You know that's not correct, right?
No, you have to think. You have to think critically.
So all the people who are in marriages where they're not happy, they didn't think? They were not thinking?
Okay, Joe, let me tell you one thing now. Let me use myself as an example. When I graduated I graduated from secondary school, all is in my mind is that I want to do medicine. This is what I want to do. So I wrote a jump. I couldn't make it. Two times, I couldn't make it. And then if any other person, my uncle was telling me, do computer science. I said, no, this is what I want to do. So I try. Then I later switched, did microbiology. So that's what I gained admission to do microbiology. But on the long run, I found out that there are some terms that I couldn't even cope with. That sometimes microbiology is very vast. I was like, so if I'm doing this medicine, this is what I'll be encountering. I later changed my course to physics and industrial physics. And I was doing well there. You understand? So when I was thinking that I can do it, not knowing that maybe I don't think critically. If I had it been that I think.
Oh, dear Lord, you're actually right. Okay. What you just said has nothing to do with marriage. You see, this one you just said. Has absolutely nothing. I mean, there are people who didn't even study industrial physics who are married. But I get your example, but no, it doesn't follow. I think you're trying to make this make sense. And I understand the difficulty you've encountered. So let's stay on the scenario here. What about people who do not want to have kids today? Now, people, and I would love to also add to that, women who feel like they sacrificed themselves to have a family. I feel like that one is going to really, really touch a lot of nerves. But we'll go there. We'll try, because maybe talking about it can help. We're off on a break. Vaughn is here. Ready to bring to us the news update, which is on in another 20 seconds. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. It's Open Thought Tuesday on the other side of one. The conversation will continue.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
We're here, and I think we need to read this message. Out of curiosity, I'm wondering if this statement is true. It reads, if it's not wrong if someone decides not to marry. After all, Paul said, if you can control yourself, he is advising everyone not to marry. Did Paul advise everyone not to marry? Okay, moving on. He says, because marriage is like a load. But in Africa, if you don't marry, it's a shameful thing. Okay, so another question here. Is it shameful not to be married in Africa? And why is it shameful? Why is it shameful? Someone else is saying, good afternoon, Joyce. That comment that woman made is total rubbish and madness. To me, I do not support all what she said. To her, she's doing the right thing. But knowing all what she's doing, I think you mean it's going to... Sylvester, you don't... I think I'm not thoroughly understanding your message, but I'll assume you mean it'll affect her future. Okay, do me the favor. How will it affect her future? How? You might have a point. But if I understand how, yeah, it helps the conversation. Welcome to Nigeria Info. It's Open Thought Tuesday. We're talking about some of the changing dynamics in society, and we have just heard one, and it's not the first time you might have heard it. It's not the first time I have heard it, but it's an Open Thought Tuesday this afternoon. Let's talk. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Joyce.
Turn up the volume of your radio station.
My name is Adobe.
Thank you very much for calling, Adobe.
Okay, so listening to what you've said so far, I don't think there's anything wrong with the lady that doesn't want to get married or have kids. Because, one, I think it's very challenging. I mean, if you feel you can't handle it, why even get into it? So I think that's where she's coming from. She doesn't want to have kids, not because she's not even being selfish. Instead of bringing in kids into the world that you really cater for or really take good care of, then I don't know why you should actually bring them in. So if she feels that, oh, I can't handle this, this is not my strength, it's fine, it's her opinion. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Okay.
And it's not about maybe not thinking properly before getting married. That doesn't follow. So I think she's okay in her own way to say she doesn't want kids. She doesn't want to get married. It's her opinion, it's her life.
What about people who might have regrets, who wish that they didn't have kids? You understand how this plays out? Because now it says, okay, go ahead.
Okay, sorry. So no, the lady that says she feels she gave away most of her life or by having kids and all. So for her, it might look at it from the medical aspect. She could be depressed. It takes a lot. I'm a mom. So it takes a lot to actually cater for kids. You actually forget yourself. In the midst of everything, you're always thinking of the kids, so you always come last. So now it could come from the medical angle. She could be depressed. There could be a lot of things that maybe she felt that, oh, I left work and I'm taking care of this kid. I didn't get time to go back to work. Okay, when I wanted to go back to work, something else came up. So she could be depressed.
Yeah,
so
but
she might need to talk to somebody.
Yeah, but okay, you have a point. Because according to her, it does quite appear that the depression has a root. And it's rooted in the fact that she sacrificed herself for a family that doesn't probably fulfill her. So it's kind of tricky, isn't it?
It is very tricky. It is because, I mean, nobody forced her to get into the marriage.
Yeah.
She went into it saying, oh, I really want to do this. She was happy about it. And somewhere along the line, she's feeling this way. So I think for her, it might be more of medical than her thinking is a personal thing. Maybe she needs to see someone and talk to somebody.
Okay.
If she's feeling like she has not really, you know, fulfilled her life or something.
That would be like a fraction of the women in society today. But yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You sound happy because, you know, we know women that have given up themselves. In fact, society plays that burden on the backs of women. So I heard one man say to me one time, it's the responsibility of the woman to hold the home. Yeah. I'm like, oh, dear. Anyway, good help you. Nigeria Info, make it back. You're on the sunny side. It's good to have you here. It's Open Thought Tuesday.
Hello, good afternoon, guys.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, my name is Jim. I'm calling from Ayobo.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. I think for a woman to say that you don't want to marry, maybe at a younger age, they enjoy it. Understand? But when they begin to grow old, I think they later regret it. Because I know of a lady when I was growing up, the girl was just behaving like a man. He doesn't need any man. He doesn't want to marry. So after some years, maybe when she's about 50, one day she had a quarrel with one woman like that. The lady now called her children. They now beat this lady up. So when she come back, she started telling her mother that she's regretting why she didn't have a kid. All those abortions she had been doing since, had it been that she lived one at least, you have somebody to fight.
What, how did you know it was abortions? Now you're adding to the story. What kind of gist are you giving us?
This is the mother of this lady is the person that trained me.
Oh.
I live with them.
Okay.
Yes. So.
But there are men who don't want to marry. It's not like it's a woman thing. There are men who do not want to be married. You've not met them?
Even men that don't want to marry. At the end of the day, they better regret it. Because when you started growing old, sometimes you start to feel difficult of maybe if you want somebody to help you bring something, you wish somebody to do for you. So at that point, but when you are young, you enjoy it and you like it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. So if you're a gentleman out there, you're a lady, and you do not want to be married, I think you'll help give us some aspect to this to help us understand where you're coming from. Hello, Nigeria Info. Welcome to Open Thought Tuesday.
Yeah, Joy. Good afternoon, Joy.
Afternoon to you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. This is Dan Dupe from Savoyava.
Fantastic. Good to have you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Let me tell you, any girl from Africa, any lady from Africa that tells you, I don't want to marry, let me just put it bluntly this way. She's just being selfish, lazy, and wayward. I'm telling you, take it or leave it, Joy.
Yeah, but you're being judgmental. Like, that's the fact. The fact that you are married doesn't say you're not lazy, not selfish, not wayward. I don't know that that's a fair choice.
That's just the way I look at it. Somebody will call you and also will try what I'm talking about. The person is just being lazy and wayward because this is not our way of life.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's not our way in Africa. It's not our way of life. The person just borrowed it and tried to do it, and the person will still regret it in life. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much for calling. Hello, the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hi.
Welcome. What's your name?
Please, I want to...
Hello, Nigeria Info. You're on the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set, please.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello?
I'm sorry, I cannot hear you. Hopefully you're able to call me back. Hello? Can you hear me? The volume of your radio set.
Yeah, it's down. What I understand from... They didn't understand you very well. And the
I don't think that's true. I don't think that that's... It's not
okay, the expression those people give is their personal feeling and their personal life. You don't need to. People don't need to generalize it because they have that. Other people should have it. And if we should understand the whole world, is that you don't chew what you cannot swallow, and that's why we have street children under the bridge, in the street in the market. If they really people give birth to them, but they were not careful, they ran away from home. And they start being a beggar, so end up at destitute because they couldn't bear the cold and the inconvenience on the outside. They should use that one to judge. And then the owner of the world and the owner of your life and my life say, you can devote yourself to him as a, and as you, a you know. Is it a no? They call it you know. Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay, I have somebody that will remain single for Christ. Jesus Christ said it in Matthew chapter 19. And then the Old Testament have it in Isaiah chapter 56 that he will give a better position to those who devote themselves that they were not married. And Apostle Paul said that those that are married, they care too much about the earthly things, and therefore they deviate away from the purpose of God's creation in their lives. But if you want to marry, you must be like a farmer who holds a plow that will not look back. So marry is not just to marry, keeping yourself according to the will of God.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm here. Thank
you. So the will of God is that a rib was taken from you, and the rib be taken back. Even though In the Old Testament, people were allowed to marry as many as they want. It is not God's blessing unto it, just as this Abel, the brother.
The culture.
The brother.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. The culture permitted them to marry more than one.
The brother of Abel was not blessed.
All right. Thank
but
you.
But he was allowed to live here on earth as a wanderer.
Okay, well, yeah, I get the import of all your gist. Thank you.
Okay, my darling.
Thank you very much. Bless you, too. Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Hello, Torino.
Hey, yes, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Join the conversation. Welcome. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Yeah, name's Kane, coming from Canada. Okay. I'm sorry, but I had to call in.
Okay.
I've had I don't want to use the term BS. That would be rude to some of the callers. But many of the men seems to be out of touch with what their wives are going through. The lady that called in,
quite a number
specifically, is going through. No, not. I'm sorry. That the lady we're talking about, not the ladies that I've been calling.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, she's been through quite a bit of post-traumatic stress from having kids. Now, this can come as a result of not able to fulfill her dreams, not able to fulfill what she wanted to do or become before having kids. And this is where the importance of a girl child finishing high school or finishing secondary school and probably finishing college.
Yeah, but the other person in my reference today is her law graduate. She's educated. She's a lawyer, but doesn't want to be married or have kids.
Yes. Remember, a lot of us technically get married so that we can officially have sex or continue in a relationship so that the elders don't look down on us as being promiscuous or being, you know, we're doing things we're not supposed to.
Is that a good reason to be married? Is that a good reason to be married?
Just to avoid
a perception. That's why you're married.
Correct. A lot of people do not know why they get married.
A lot of people do not know why to get married.
They rush into marriage because of advice from family, advice from friends, and they don't think it through. They just jump right into it, thinking it's a fun thing to do. And later on, when life hits them in the head, then they realize that, okay, maybe I should have taken time to analyze this before jumping into this relationship or before jumping into this wedding or into this marriage. And that's where you see a lot of divorce happening. In the United States, you see a lot of mothers killing their kids. A lot of mothers are, you know, they can't handle that stress. They can't handle that continual psychological
issue. That's a demonic possession. That's different. No, that one where you kill your children, that's a different thing. That's not just stress.
Exactly.
That's different. That's psychosis.
It grows into it.
No, but that's maniac. That's you becoming a maniac. That's different. That's not stress. It's like these random shootings we hear of in the U.S. That's not stress.
I'm telling you, if you don't seek help, then it ends up growing into it.
All the white people killing randomly, that's stress. You're going to really say that?
It grows into from stress into when they don't seek help.
Okay.
They don't seek help, then it becomes demonic. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Have you realized that black people are probably more stressed and they don't kill people randomly?
It depends on, you see, you still have to have an enabling.
Guy, do you go out? What country are you calling from? Do you enter your street? Do you come out to the streets? What are you saying? Are you joking? The black people don't kill. I mean, there's drive-by shooting in black neighborhoods, but that's usually due to conflict between one friend, another. It's not random. It's not the random thing that the white people do. We can attribute that to stress. Then it's justified if it's stress. That's a psychopath out there on the loose. We can't just trivialize it and say, oh, well, he's stressed. That's why he just took a gun and shot a school of 5-year-old students.
No, but still, the lady in question needs help.
Okay.
She needs help. She needs someone to talk to. And she needs someone to be able to advise her properly. That look, you having kids shouldn't stop you from doing what you don't want and what you want to do. You can still achieve
all right
your life's objective.
Thank you.
To further, to to learn and to be what you want to be. Having kids shouldn't stop you.
Okay. Thank you very much. I do appreciate your commentary. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Hello. Make it back. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Hello.
Hello.
Afternoon to you, Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Joyce. My name is Ginga. I'm calling from Kedja.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Go ahead. Oh, she's fine. Thank you.
Oh, okay. For me, I think I don't get it with people why they seem to think they like to project a lot. They seem to think because I'm not happy not having kids and I'm not happy not being married, therefore everybody will not be happy not doing this thing. And the truth is, there isn't a one-size-fits-all solution to all problems. There are people who are going to be happy to have kids and be married. There are people that are going to regret having kids and being married. And there are people who are going to enjoy their life because they don't have kids or they didn't get married. So it's not about selfishness, because I think the selfishness argument is actually ridiculous, because how can it be selfish when I made a choice about my own body that has no effect on anybody else? How can that be selfishness? I don't see that as selfishness.
Okay.
And personally for me, I'm not sure. I don't know if I want to have kids. I took my sister to the hospital to have her daughter about 6 years ago. And my experience with her pain, with labor, just totally changed my view on having kids.
Oh, okay.
Because I just don't think I would like to see someone I actually care about go through all that pain. It's very disturbing for me.
Oh, you're traumatized, and you're not even the one that pushed the baby out.
Yes, all I did was to take her to the hospital, and I was there up to when she saw that I couldn't stand it, and she said, "Don't worry, just go home."
Yeah, I probably don't have the stomach for that too.
Absolutely changed my view on having kids.
So are you just messing with the idea of not having kids, or have you arrived at a resolve to not have kids?
I'm usually chill about those things. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people who I don't care about the society. They can say whatever they want. But I know it costs me nothing to have a child.
But you are thinking you may not have a child, given what you think is associated with it.
Knowing fully well my partner could possibly be in that kind of thing.
Yeah, but what if she can go through it? What if she's willing to just go through it and have a baby?
Yes, I know, but it doesn't remove the pain, does it?
Yeah, but...
He doesn't.
That cannot be the only reason you don't want to have children. Is that really... You think that's solid reason enough for you to not want to have kids? I mean, it's a good reason, but I don't know that that's enough. Because your spouse might be willing and might really desire children.
Well, like I said, for me, those things are things that I'm chilled about.
Okay.
The same thing with marriage, for example. I'm in my early 30s right now. And I don't think I've lost any sleep just because I'm not married. I don't even think I've thought about it this year that I'm not married.
But would you like to be married at some point, or are you equally indifferent that you think, I may not be married and I'll be good with that?
I'm somewhat indifferent in the sense the only thing I will consider is I know I'll probably have a partner one day who will want to get married.
So you don't even want to be married, right? You don't want to be married.
No, the thing is, if I'm getting married, it's going to be because I love somebody enough that I'm willing to give them that marriage because that's what I want.
Yeah.
Not for the marriage.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
You're chilled about it. Take your time. Think real clearly of it and then make a decision.
All right.
Thank you very much. I have a message here. Angie from the U.S., you say those that made this decision in the past are currently regretting it in their old age. A time will come when they will be dependent on someone who will be there for them in their old age. Even my grandma once said, it to me that she didn't rely on any child in her old age because she was a very strong and hardworking woman. But little did she know she was wrong. A time came when she became dependent on her children and she realized she really needed children before she died. So I'm not saying that this is exactly the only reason, but are you saying that people need children because they're going to be dependent someday and need someone to depend on? Well, think about it. So if the reason we're having kids is so that we can depend on them, does that sound selfish? Or is that the cycle of life? You depend on me and I depend on you. Nigeria Info, it's Open Thought Tuesday. My name's Joyce. Welcome if you have just tuned in. We're discussing a now popular development, I would say, among some people. And you find it in mainstream media. Or you probably meet them as friends or acquaintances. And they're probably not interested in either being married or having kids. Some of you might find that weird, unusual. Some of you might be indifferent to it. And I'm curious, if you do not want to have kids, I want to know your perspective. If you don't want to be married, why? And I just really want to hear it. I don't necessarily have a thought on you. I just want to hear what's informing that on Open Thought Tuesday. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you.
Hello, afternoon, my sister Joyce. How are you?
Fine.
Obi calling from Ikeja.
Thank you very much, Obi, for calling. Go ahead.
Joyce, how are you today?
Fine, thank you very much.
Joyce, this topic is in different fold. It depends on people.
Okay.
You know? Marriage for me is something that you don't force, and that for me is something somebody should decide before you do. For let me give you an example. My first wife is a, you know, I told her about Bulgaria when I went to school.
Okay.
My first wife is a Bulgarian.
Oh.
As a girlfriend, you know, student now, you know, I didn't want to marry a white woman. But I found out the woman is a good woman, very nice. She loves Africans so much. You know, when a white woman loves an African man, you know, she will give me money, she will do shopping, she will do a lot of things for her. I said, I don't want to marry. But one day, I told the woman, in order to discharge her, I told her in Africa, we don't have a house, so she will go to the toilet in the bush. And a lot of snakes. And she will sleep with my father, sleep with my brothers.
Oh, you're crazy.
Yeah, just to discharge her, Joyce, my sister. She asked me one important question. My sisters, where they married them, do they do the same thing to them?
Uh-huh.
I say yes. He said, then I will marry you. They didn't do it to me. And that was where I knew that she wanted to marry. And lo and behold, that woman, she ties wrapper, she cooks African food, she comes to Nigeria.
Oh, wait. Biko, just hold on a second. I want to go off on a break. You'll wait for me, right? We'll be right back, Lagos. 2 minutes on Open Thought Tuesday. We're Nigeria Info. It's Open Thought Tuesday. I am back, my brother. Thank you for holding on.
Yeah. So, lo and behold, the woman, I found out she's a marriage material. When she came to Nigeria, she found out that my family was comfortable. She said, I'm wicked, so I didn't want to. I said, no, because I didn't want to marry. You know, this woman, she come to Nigeria, she will go straight to the village. She's in the village, women meet. Just what some black women cannot do. What some black women. So,
wow.
I say marriage. Marriage is not something you just go into because you want to marry. You have to try a lot of things, you know. And you see, I have a neighbor here, my sister. The man died for almost 2 weeks. Nobody knew he was dead because he was living with nobody. There are reasons why people marry. For companionship, for, you know, you need somebody. Marriage is not just to have children or, you know, there are a lot of reasons. I used to remember one proverb my father used to tell me, because old age, Europe is different from Africa. Europe, you can go to old people's home. When old age comes, you know that having children is important. Because my father, I don't know whether it's radio friendly. My father said, Ashawo can kaya my home and where. Then when Ashawo old, he gonna know what he do himself. When old age comes, just my sister, it's so hard and difficult. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, this submission has raised another question. It seems as though if someone was in Europe or America, they can decide to not have kids because society permits that sort of ideology and absorbs people into the system, particularly people who, if at some point get old and need care, there's someone to provide care for them. Then maybe the choice to not have kids, for example, we haven't determined that it's psychologically wrong. We're just saying it can be geographically difficult. Can you see what we're doing? It's like, well, if you do it in Africa, it might be hard. But if you do it in Europe, yeah, there's old people's home. So it's not, are we saying it's not wrong? We're just saying, just go to America if you want to not be married. Mm-hmm. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. My name's Joyce. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Hello.
To you. Yes. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
This is Joy calling.
Yeah, I'm with you, Joy. Please go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. See, I don't want us to place labor or because you want to hold, that is why you must have children.
Mm.
Because there are people that have children, they will still die lonely.
Oh.
See many of them. Yes, Joyce.
Oh.
They are living like they have no children. And they have. So all I see in this matter is that whatever you want to do with your life, as so long you are happy with it, but you placing a label on it I will get old, I will get this.
Mm.
Life gets the way of hitting anybody. Even those who have, they are free from have, they will be taken away from them. Mm?
Yeah.
Let me take them away. They will now become lonely. What will they do? So don't place label on these things. If you want to remain single, if you want to decide you will not have children, if you want to decide you will marry, so don't place label on it because life can have a U-turn. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Hi, Joyce. I think it's a psychological trauma for those who decide not to have children. I've dated a guy who wasn't willing to have children because he is worried his children will inherit his diabetes just the way him and his siblings inherited from their father. He is willing to, or he was willing to settle down with me, but we must have an agreement of no children. I conceived at some point, and he made sure I aborted the pregnancy. I don't have your name. Thank you very much for that message. It's quite revealing, and I think I appreciate this aspect to that sort. I appreciate this aspect to the conversation. Kind of just gives us something more deeper and particularly personal. The Sunny Side, my name's Joyce. Welcome to the show. Make it back. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Joyce.
The volume of your radio set.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Go ahead, lady. Thank you very much for calling.
My name is Ngozi. I'm calling you from school.
Yeah, great. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Joyce, when people speak about getting married and not having kids and maybe not having that deal to get married at all, personally, I don't have issues with it, probably because I've looked at it in different directions. One, I see it that most times in Africa, we don't even look at the other way around. You see somebody that is morally bankrupt, maybe as a woman or as a man, and you want such a person to bet a child. Have we ever sat down to think what kind of children would such man or woman raise or bring up in the society? Because we are complaining today the way our society is, but nobody is thinking of it. For me, everybody mustn't give birth, Joyce. It is not mandatory. It's a choice. Even in marriage, biblically, from the origin, marriage wasn't meant for procreation. Procreation came as a blessing added to marriage. It was companionship that was the main thing. So if you feel, I've seen people in this very Nigeria that got married and they said they don't want to have kids for the next 5-10 years. Mm. And they stick to it. So people have what works for them, for whatever reason. People don't look at the stress parenting a child brings. Maybe because we see our parents go through it and they are doing it and people think it's that easy. I had only 3 joys. I tell you, emotionally, I get drained almost every time trying to bring up children. Some other people would have looked at it. I can't go through this. And the person decides, I don't want to have the child. I don't have problem. People thinking children are kind of your bank. When you grow old, your children would. We should stop seeing things in that way, even though that's a typical African man, how we think. If you have your money, you plan your life, you plan your old age, you save for your old age.
I don't think you need your community or anybody to come and help you judge. So if a man just mentioned in Europe, you people are doing it in Europe and America. People here can that have the money can still do that. There are caregivers here in Nigeria today. You can still do that. So I don't see the reason. It's a choice or a thing.
Okay.
I will tell you one thing, Joyce, finally. Before I got married, I hated, like, when I see friends that gave birth, they have this fear and all that. I became very worried. At some point when I got married, when I was pregnant, the first question I asked my doctor when I went to hospital, I said, I hope you will not give me a tear. The woman looked at me and laughed. And she said, we don't do it intentionally. I said, do you have any other option I can go through so that I don't want this? She said, the elective fear. There and there, Joyce, I chose to give birth to all my three kids to elective CS.
Oh.
And that is me making an option for myself because I'm trying to avoid something I feel I don't feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
So that's applicable to any other person. I don't have issues with it. That's
yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. You see, when I hear your stories, it really shows that these are hard decisions that some people have had to face. And then have found some kind of courage to do something about it. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. I have a message here. He says, good afternoon, Joyce. Personally, I guess you should sometimes try to do away with some of these sensitive topics that's indirectly pointing at you. Because some people might think you're trying to defend your personal position. Do you have a name? Godwin, I think. I'm seeing your old messages. I think your name is your name, Godwin. Godwin, I know you are not thinking. I don't care what you emerge with. And it's interesting that you think I should care what you think about my position. My position is my position. I do not deem you worthy to defend it. You're not worthy. I don't have to defend myself. I am myself. You are the one that has a problem with what you think. I don't care what you think. Welcome. Open Thought Tuesday.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good to have you. Thank you for calling.
Yes. My name is Tommy from
I didn't get that. What's your name?
Tommy from Ikorodu.
Fantastic. Go ahead.
Yeah, based on the graduate that says she doesn't want to get married.
And have kids.
Well, it is a choice because we have sisters, we have brothers in Turkey, especially in this this particular church, which I don't want to mention.
Okay.
They decided not to marry and they stick to it. So one should not say that when it gets old, then you start regretting. No, it shouldn't be. When Paul was alive, he didn't regret not getting married. That's one point.
Okay.
So, bringing it down to her home, she might have gone into many relationships, especially being a lawyer. Because I'm very sure that she will have settled some cases whereby they'll bring children over to the, you know, to the court, saying they want to divorce, this will go for this will go for that. So, that might be some reasons why she said she decided not to get married. Because of the trauma, because of the addict, because
Wait,
of
but
the...
Why would you say that being married causes trauma? Is that actually correct?
No, I'm talking about based on what she said.
Well, she didn't say it was traumatic. No, she didn't even insinuate trauma. She just said she's a happy girl who don't want these traditional things. She didn't say trauma. She didn't sound like she had a problem with any of these things, either being married or having children. She just wants to be footloose, fancy free, and no liabilities. Single, forever, doing what she likes. Yeah.
Fine, that is what she wants. Okay, let me use Maya as an example. Sometimes when I look at myself, I look at what has happened, I felt so scared that why should I go into marriage when? Yeah, you know, being in marriage for the 5 years, 15 years, and after all, won't get divorced. So all the exes.
Have you regretted? So then, let me ask you directly. Then, have you ever regretted being married?
Of course not. But by the time you are into it, you see all this stress every day, you and your husband having one issue, having one fight or the other, the extended family, all this brings about headache.
Okay.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you find yourself that one is not being honest with you anymore, one is not being faithful to you anymore. How you get what I'm saying?
I'm listening.
So that can be what she felt or what she think about.
Okay.
I get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And even those people having their own ways in other countries, they shouldn't bring it down here to Nigeria. Everyone has choice.
Wait, you're saying they shouldn't bring it down here to Nigeria?
Mm-mm. They shouldn't bring it because everybody has choice. This is Africa.
So wait, what are you saying they shouldn't bring to Nigeria? What are they saying they shouldn't bring to Nigeria?
The other man that say that in his own country, in Canada, over there, that they don't get married or something. That they can decide not
yeah,
to get
but you're,
married.
You are
yeah.
assuming that this is a brought-in concept. People are choosing not to do some things. It's not because they're adopting a concept. It's because they're probably not persuaded by it or do not want it. They're not necessarily copying. They're more or less saying, I don't like this thing. That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. I'm just trying to talk about based on what the man says the other time.
Yeah,
the
but I should also ask you, given everything that you are saying, I don't know if you want to admit this openly, but would you like to marry differently? Like marry someone else? Would you have you thought about that?
No. I will stick to marry and I will stick to have my own children. Are you getting me? So it's just a matter of choice.
Yeah, but you've also stated all the things that make it very unpalatable an experience, a very unpleasant experience. So someone can choose to not have the experience.
Yeah, don't be confused, because depend on the person you got married to.
No. Don't say don't be confused. I'm not confused. I'm actually just trying to articulate what you're saying. Of course, it's dependent on who you're married to. The point is, you have stated that there are issues in marriage, and I'm saying to you that people can, upon experiencing those issues, make a choice against those issues.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Nigeria Info. Wow. Hey. The volume of your radio set. I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemua, on Instagram. Welcome to the show. It's Open Thought Tuesday. What's your name?
Hello. Afternoon.
Yeah, afternoon to you. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
All right, Godman.
Go ahead.
I think she's selfish.
Okay.
And I think she's right to... Because you see, if you're a selfish person, marriage can...
No, bring it back. If you're selfish, what?
Marriage can work with selfish people.
Oh.
Yeah, so marriage... takes a lot of sacrifices. You do not need me to go through all that. Love is as this sacrifice for the object you love.
Godman, aren't you going to have to broaden your analysis of this? Because there are people who are in marriages with selfish people. And if they could, they want out. But they're married. In fact, we have more of that. There's more data to support that than there is. Hold on a second. There's more data to support that people are married to selfish people than there is data to suggest that people are not married and it's because they're selfish.
We're saying the same thing.
We're not saying the same thing.
The reason why it's not working is the other one is selfish, right?
What?
One partner is selfish. The other one is not really selfish.
In the marriages,
Yeah, the marriage. I'm giving you my own commitment. The other one is beating me with all that. That's where the frustration is, right?
That's where what? You're breaking up.
That's where the frustration is because one...
In the marriages,
Yeah, the other one is not as committed as the other one is committed. And so that one is committed feels frustrated. I'm giving everything. I'm loving you with all that. You're not coming with all that.
Yeah.
That's the problem itself.
Exactly. So are you saying that the person who's choosing not to suffer that is also selfish, or the possibility of that?
This is why when you want to get married, you try to size up the other person and know the there's a discussion to take place. You ask questions. What about this? How is this going to be? From there, you can know who the person is.
Yeah, but some people have changed and other people.
Yeah. So marriage needs a lot of... That's why I like what that woman is saying. She sees ahead and knows that, look, this is not good for me. I'm not going to get married.
Yeah, but you just called her selfish. And I'm trying to say, is it really selfish?
She's alive right now because her parents actually came together to give birth to her, right?
Yeah.
Good. Now, you see, you don't want to give another person a chance to leave. I'm coming from that angle. If they have decided not to come together and have sex together to bring you home, would you be alive? Would you be having this choice you're having now? And now, you don't want a child to come in. You want to kill that child, bought that child, or whatever. So you can see the selfishness there.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you very much. I do appreciate.
All right. Thank you.
Stanley, you're on Instagram is saying, are you married, Joyce? Do you have kids? I guess no. You just like the girl and you support her. Stanley, again, you're not thinking. And so I'll just read your message and assume that that's a contribution to the show. It doesn't count for much, though, but, you know, I'll take it. The Sunny Side is Open Thought Tuesday. Welcome. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Hello. You can't hear me. Make it back. Nigeria Info, it's good to have you. Welcome. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
You have to speak up for us, please, okay? Nigeria Info, you're on the Sunny Side. Hello, good afternoon. Good afternoon. The volume of your radio set.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good to have you. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you for anchoring this show. And also appreciate Nigeria Info, for giving us the platform. To share our own opinion. Joyce, I think I wouldn't choose to say I won't get married.
Uh-oh.
No, I wouldn't do that because I came into this world and if my parents had also chose not to not to get married or not to, not to give birth.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be on this platform now talking to you. So I'm not saying that I am probably taking their full step. Okay. I have a name which I want to protect and I want that name to still, to be alive while I'm gone. So that is the reason why I will get married and I will have children. Doesn't matter if it's a male or female children. I believe that even in marriages you are going to definitely face trials and tribulations.
Yeah, but your culture already has disadvantaged you. So, for example, let's say you choose to be married, which is something you're insinuating, and then you have two daughters, and then your daughters are married off, and then they have to take the name of their husbands. You disappear. That's your culture. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, that's the culture. But nowadays, I see ladies, ladies who now... Okay. Let me use one of your staff who left Nigerian Info. Her name is Tolulope Adeleru Balogun. And when she got married, she had to add her husband, her dad's name before Balogun. Balogun, I think probably is the husband's name. So
No. She didn't add her father's name. She was already her father's child, right?
Yes.
Okay. See,
but when you're speaking about my culture, my culture will let me not let me have my name after getting married.
No, it depends, though. I mean, your daughter might decide, and hopefully she succeeds. Because I hear some men don't like it. Well, a few men don't like it.
No. I it's okay.
Oh, okay.
I believe we're living in a time where we should allow our female children to make up their mind on what they want, not what I want. No, I'm not going to make it mandatory that...
Look, pardon me, you're fine. I highlighted that because you said you want to have children because of culture. And I'm like, your culture doesn't even favor you if you have daughters. So that's a zero minus zero right there. Anything else,
It's all right. It's all right.
Thank you for calling. The Sony Side. Open Thought Tuesday. Dear. I knew this would happen. And I have a message to help you understand why this is happening and why it should have indeed happened. Your name is Amarachi. You say, I do have a female friend who doesn't want to go into any relationship or marriage. She actually wants to make kids, but through surrogate. I feel so sad whenever I think about this, but it was as a result of her previous relationship. Ah, thank you very much for your message, Amarachi. So now you have a friend who is still traumatized and doesn't want either a marriage or even a friendship, or I think you mean a sexual relationship. She would want kids, but through surrogate. That relationship must have really damaged her. Yeah. I wish her good recovery. Hello, Nigeria Info. It's good to have you.
Hello.
Yeah. The volume of your radio set.
Hello?
The volume of your radio set. Go ahead. Uh-huh. We don't have forever. I'm with you.
Hello.
Yeah, afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you, Joyce. See, do marriage bring 100% happiness?
For some people, maybe.
Do children... It's a lie, Joyce.
Oh, really?
It's a lie.
Oh, dear.
Y'all listen to my talk.
Okay.
Do children bring 100% happiness? So why did you think somebody that decide not to marry or somebody that decide not to have children have issues? That you that have children, you have issues.
Here.
So let everybody be.
Okay.
That is what I want to tell you. Thank you.
Okay. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side, friends. Welcome. It's good to have you. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello.
Hi. Afternoon. You sound young.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, what's
my
your name? Yeah?
Yeah, I would not like to see my name.
Oh, okay. Okay. No qualms. Go ahead.
Yeah. I want to comment on what one of your that guy from, I don't know, Canada, what you said about mothers wanting to kill their babies. And you said the money.
It's not?
It's me. I'm not disputing it.
Okay.
But I just want to point out that it's a reason, and then medical science has proof that it's happening.
Medical science, speak up, honey. Why are you running backwards? Come forward to your mouthpiece. Medical science said what?
Yeah, I said, where I am, I don't want my neighbors to hear my voice because I'm in that particular situation.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Oh, you're in that situation. Yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So sorry, I have a baby, and then I feel like having my child, I mean, it's just crazy, but that's the truth. And I just have to use my rational part of my mind, like, okay, no, this is not what I'm supposed to do.
You have felt like killing your child.
Sure.
Does your husband love you? Are you in love with your husband? Is there love where you are?
No, I don't think so.
Thank you very much. You have just answered the question. The fact that there's scientific backing for it doesn't say that it's beyond comprehension. But first of all, let me even check up on you. How are you? Is your baby alive? Are you good?
Yeah, sorry.
Are you still going through the trauma? Are you still going through that thing?
It's called occasionally.
Oh, I've lost her. Hello? Oh, if you can call me, I've lost you. If you can call me back, please call me back. I'll appreciate it because I think I really want to pick your mind on it. And I'm due for a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. My name is Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. And the conversation continues. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name is Joyce. If you have just tuned in, it's Open Thought Tuesday. And we're discussing people who do not want to be married. And interestingly, there's also the aspect of not wanting kids. I have a message here on Instagram Live. It says, Joyce, let me tell you one thing. Some of those who said that they don't care about kids, in my opinion, they have destroyed their womb. They don't have any womb. And some of them that want to marry. Vaughn can't believe what she just heard. Let me read what I'm reading, please. Don't hold on. Let's read that. He says, They don't have wombs, huh? They don't have any womb, and some of them that want to marry also but don't care to have kids are gay. They only want to satisfy their self. As for me, I have married and I have kids. They should continue. When they old, they will face the reality. I love your topics. Well, thank you very much for appreciating my topics. I think at this point, it's safe to point it out that you are wholesomely incorrect. You say that the people who don't want to be married are not married because their wombs are destroyed. You can't... Guy. Fellow Nigerians, do me a favor. Can we attempt thinking? Let's try and extend ourselves beyond sentiments and bias. We have a responsibility to thought. It is a man's first duty that he must think. The reason the head is on the above the shoulder and not at the ankle is that it is the first place reason touches, please. I know the culture is one thing. I know assumptions is another. I know society and public or social construct is something else. But fellow Nigerians, brothers of the light. It's our duty. Thought is man's duty that a man must think. Off on a break. It's 2 p.m. on the clock. My name's Joyce. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're on the sunny side. It's 99.3. We're Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. You guys are actually interesting. Have I said that to you before? You guys really got game. You got a good conversation. You're good at this. And maybe that's why you are Nigel very well. Nigeria Info. Oh, I have a caller here. Let's try this one. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hi, Joyce.
Good to have you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I prefer to remain anonymous.
Okay, this is going to be interesting. Bring it.
So, I personally know two older people who personally took it upon themselves not to have children at a very young age. Right now, they're in their late 60s with no kids. What I'm going to say to you personally is that they are regretting their actions right now because they finally realize it that they are lonely.
Yeah.
They are very lonely. And at this stage, they started thinking about the end of life, that who's going to be there by them when they pass away.
The angels are going to be there for sure.
Yeah, they don't want to die without a family member close to them.
Okay.
And it's a very hard decision. Right now, all they do is living in regrets for taking that decision at an early stage. And according to them, they wish if they had the time, they could go back in time and adopt. All they have right now is their pets, dogs, cats.
In the U.S., and, right? Are they white or black?
They're white, and they are well-to-do. And the will they have is all, their final will is that every last penny they have is going to go towards taking care of animals in the shelter.
And now that's not weird now. Now, Bill Gates, I rich people would be dying, be giving their money to people who are also about to die. That's not new. Yeah, but I get it, though. So, but there are also people who also are not married and don't want to be married. Where are you calling from, by the way? You don't.
I'm not calling from Nigeria. That's weird.
Wherever you are from, there are people in that place who don't want to be married. Would that be accurate?
Yes. Okay. There are people who don't want to get married.
Okay.
There are some. I'm not going to say no. There are some people who don't want to get married. They just want to live that life and enjoy themselves.
Okay.
In fact, I know a Nigerian who doesn't want to do that.
Doesn't want to be married and have kids? Or
doesn't want to have both.
Oh. What? Maybe it's in the water.
I personally know a Nigerian. And she's doing well. She's doing very well for herself.
Okay.
In fact, she works one of the major IT companies here.
Oh.
And
Okay.
She has put in her will to, if her final wishes is for whatever is left of her should go to her nephews and nieces who are graduates.
Okay.
So
non-graduates, nothing for them.
Nothing for them. If you're not graduate, that's the condition.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling and sharing that with us. I do appreciate. Thank you. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemua, on Instagram. I have a message here. He says, to be honest, even before this topic, I've thought to myself lately that I might not want to get married. Maybe it's because of society now, but so many things going on in marriages have left me. I lost some part of your message. It's left you what? Broken? Disappointed? Okay, well, if you can help me out, I'll appreciate that. And by the way, your name is Norom. Thank you. See, Norom, that's an Igbo guy. Hart says, I only want to marry for two reasons. To please my family and to please the one I love. Marriage doesn't really interest me. Okay. Joyce, as it is now, you can find companionship in anyone, not necessarily a wife or a husband. And also, you can get children through adoption. So what exactly is the essence of marriage? Just a random plan. So here is Badmus. Badmus, you suggest that marriage to you is not necessary because everything that marriage can provide, you are spoiled for choice in today's society. Like, you can get it from somewhere else. All right, thank you very much. The Sunny Side telephone lines. Welcome to Nigeria Info's Open Thought Tuesday. Yeah, let's hear you. Welcome, what's your name? Lost you. If you would, you may get back. If you don't want to have kids, yeah, I want to hear your point. Hello? Are you home? Speak up for me, okay?
Speak up, Diola.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, this akamata that exists in all of us, I mean, just to divide us, is going to at least lead us somewhere, either good or bad. Then, whichever one comes, then individual. Then let me just line. Then we will be able to, whichever one comes our way. You know, there was a woman. He was talking about. Marriage is actually for this procreation of a thing.
Mm.
My father has 5 wives. We are about 14. Till he dies, I can confidently tell you that just about 4 or 5 of us were just around him. Oh. And that 4 or 5 of us, out of 14, that 4 or 5 around us, I go there twice in a
guy,
in
what
a month.
Country are you calling from? Your network, that side is not good.
Okay, am I okay now?
Otherwise, you come back.
Am I okay now?
Yeah. Otherwise, you come back to Nigeria. Our internet is good here.
Hello.
Go ahead. I'm with you.
Please don't let me come back to Nigeria.
Go ahead.
So yeah, I'm going. So out of that 5 that comes that show up sometimes, I go there at least twice in a month. So that is just to tell us that this thing about procreation may not actually be right and may not actually be wrong.
Okay.
Because as a matter of reality, if you have children, they may come around, especially in Nigeria where things are just a wire. I have a church member. If I mention the name, if you Google search, you will know. But I don't want to mention the name.
That's
on here.
Yeah.
They have children all over the world. US, UK.
Ah.
They are doing good in when they died. You know, when they died, they come around, they do the party. That day, Joyce, that day, they left the country. But the truth remains that at least they come to celebrate the man.
Okay.
This is where I am going again. I live in Manchester, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen old people.
Yeah.
Old, very old. Husband and wife. It challenged my marriage. It challenged me. It makes me to think better. You know, like you are talking about, we should learn to think. And so when you go to church, when I go to market, when I go to box, when I go to bus station, when I go to a Christian center, you will see these old people. In fact, I saw one day. The husband was carrying this thing they used to breed. The wife was carrying. the wife was moving in the front. And you will see those people, companionship, you will see them very close to themselves. I'll just be looking at myself with this thing. So for me, I prefer companionship even than raising children. Because as a matter of reality, that Nigeria, especially that Nigeria, a child that have not eaten well, you cannot be expected. You will even give. The parent will even give.
All right.
So, whichever one he throw to us, may the good Lord help us to be able to treat it well.
God bless you. God bless you for your program.
God bless you.
God bless you, really. This is the aspect that nobody has spoken about. We have largely all just said in our commentaries to have kids for dependency. Your kids are not there. I don't personally. I think what you want is a lover that you grow old with. That's really what you don't have. In fact, you don't even think about it because it's as though you are guaranteed you don't have it. And so you make every other decision around what you have left. That's conversation for another day. I have a message here. RPID TV, you say marriage is a choice. I know someone that made the decision not to get married in high school when he was around 14 or 15. And he's getting close to 50 and still holds that decision.
Wow. Telephone lines, Lord knows, I'm going to try. Hello, the Sunny Side, Nigeria Info, Open Thought Tuesday.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Yep, ooh.
Yeah. Sorry, so sorry.
Yeah, baby, what's your name?
Yes, I've heard people talk about getting into marriages just because they want to have children and home. Okay, so what if you go into the marriage and children don't come? What are you going to do?
Well, you'll adopt. That's what people will say.
You're what?
You'll adopt children, I guess.
Oh, so what if you try? Or some people even give birth, God forbid.
Yeah.
And probably when they are old and not fertile again, the children die.
Yeah, that has happened. Yeah.
So that is life. And when you say people are selfish about marriage and all, if you call me selfish that I'm not getting married, then it's fine.
Oh.
If I'm selfish to myself and that's what works for me, it doesn't work for you, so you call it selfish.
Yeah.
Call it whatever you want to call it, then I take it that, okay, I'm being selfish and it works for me.
Have you made a decision not to have children?
No.
But
life happens. What if that happens?
I get it. Okay.
So people need to be clear of why they go into marriages. From what I've been hearing, I think most people go into marriage because of children. I can decide to go into marriage because I just like this guy. He makes me happy.
Yeah.
Not necessarily because I want to have children with him. I've not thought about having children with him. He just makes me happy. I like the way he talks. Or maybe I like his hairline and all. And that is the reason why I want to get married to him.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much. I do appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. I have a message here. He says, I've been dealt with twice. I'm so scared of going into any relationship now. Maybe in the future I'll adopt kids. That's King on Instagram Live. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info, as you can tell. My phone lines are too busy. WhatsApp, I know you love me, so you'll forgive me. This conversation makes a comeback next week, by God. Yeah, we'll continue next week to properly give everyone an opportunity. My name is Joyce. You're on the Sunny Side. We're Nigeria Info. Don't go anywhere.